So this Mark Zaid has been after Trump since he was inaugurated almost 3 years ago, and he planned this coup. It is a coup.
Tweets fantasizing openly what it's going to be like when the president's impeached. And of course, there is even a tweet highlighting how fake news CNN is going to help take Trump down.
Because the CEO of CNN viciously hates Trump. And that's why that channel is nothing but Trump hate all day. And then Trump was at a rally last night.
Democrats are becoming increasingly totalitarian, suppressing dissent, defaming the innocent, eliminating due process, staging show trials, and trying to overthrow American democracy to impose their socialist agenda.
And now on the line, direct from Washington, here he is, the President of the United States. Good morning, Mr. Trump.
Good morning, Stacy, Jill, Smoke Salmon. Hey, you know what? After we finish up here and your listeners read the transcript of our conversation, I think they'll agree that this was a perfect call. Perfect.
Yes, Mr. President. Hey, with your with you leaving New York and making Florida your new permanent address, on behalf of all Floridians, the Rick Stacy Show, we'd like to welcome you to the Sunshine State.
Well, thank you, Stacy. That's very nice. I'm coming down to see you when I get there.
Oh.
And when I say you, I mean Jill. Yeah, I'm officially coming from the Big Apple and going to the Big Meth Lab. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving the city that never sleeps, arriving in the state where everybody's snoring away by 7:30 right after Jeopardy. Seriously, guys, you know I love Florida. It's the perfect state for me. It's spring break all year round. I'm the same color as the state fruit. And you have the perfect non-controversial elections there. Now, All that being said, I do love New York.
Well, we're very happy to have you, sir. Have you started the moving process yet?
Oh, yes. As we speak, my custom-designed solid gold Trump Tower master bath toilet, that I affectionately call Tweet Force One, is being shipped immediately down to Mar-a-Lago.
Is that right?
Yep. And the great thing about moving is you can kind of purge your belongings and get rid of stuff you don't need. I mean, we had three of these delivery pod things, you know, completely filled with housekeepers, sent straight back to Guatemala.
Is there anything you'll miss about New York, sir?
I'm really going to miss the dirty water vendor hot dogs and the falafel stands run by those guys on the no-fly list. Very delicious. But I'll always love New York. There's so many great great memories there.
Yeah, well, all right, your son Don Jr. will be on ABC's The View with his girlfriend Kimberly
Guilfoyle.
Gargoyle.
To plug his new book today. Are you surprised he's willing to go into enemy territory and face questions from all those cackling hens like Whoopi Goldberg and even, well, Meghan McCain will be there and Sonny... Who?
Yeah, exactly. The question you should be asking is, who the hell is Sonny Hostin?
Oh, yeah,
Didn't Sonny Hostin fight Muhammad Ali back in the 60s?
I mean,
other than that, I got nothing. Zero name recognition for this chick, believe me. Now, as for Donnie, I really hope they treat him and that clearly not in any way surgically altered old girlfriend of his with the utmost of respect. I really do.
So are you expecting Don Jr.'s book, Triggered, to do well?
Are you kidding? It's going to do fantastic, Jill. And not because I just ordered 500,000 copies on Amazon. At Penn, we ordered those already, right?
Yes, sir. Don Jr. will be on the bestseller list as early as Monday.
Oh, great, great. And can I just tell you, Stacy, Don Jr. is a very kind boy. You know, to make sure his brother Eric could enjoy the book, he went out of his way to only use one-syllable words. Now, is that a sweet kid or what?
Yeah. Well, let's turn to Mexico for a minute, sir. I guess some smugglers are reportedly sawing through your new sections of border wall, sir. What are you going to do about that?
You know, that may be fake news, Stacy. I think if they did saw through something, it was probably the older Obama, weaker parts of the wall. But most people say they didn't cut through it. Some say they did. If they did, it's no surprise. If anybody's skilled at using a saw, it's Mexicans. I see them at the Home Depot parking lot all the time.
Oh, God. Mr. President, I'm not sure if you caught the story or not, but rocker Ted Nugent is a big supporter of yours. He's made his own version of the popular MAGA hats. They say in white, and I can't really say the last two words, but it says, re-elect that MF-er. I guess that's a compliment to you coming from Ted Nugent, right?
You know what? I love Uncle Ted. Ted's a great supporter. He's a great guitar player and a great hunter. In fact, I'm a big fan of all hunters. Well, except for Hunter Biden. He's a lowlife. But all other hunters are good.
I see. Well, Sean Spicer just keeps advancing on Dancing with the Stars. It's really getting the liberals upset. Any comment on that?
Can you believe him? Spicy's got them so triggered, Stacey. He really does. And did you know Sean Spicer is the very first Dancing with the Stars contestant to have a physique that looks exactly like the Mirror Ball Trophy? It's amazing. Spicy dances almost as if he doesn't hear the music playing. It's a miracle. And those outfits he wears? I wish he could have worn those for his White House press briefings. Talk about the perfect distraction. Right, Mike Pence?
I really admire his courage wearing those tight-fitting outfits.
That was kind of a weird thing to bring up, Mike.
Apologies, my liege. Forget I ever said it, sir.
You know, Stacey, the Dancing with the Stars ratings with Sean Spicer on ABC are so good, they're actually launching a Ukrainian version of the show over there in the spring with Rudy Giuliani. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they're going to call it Dancing with the Czars.
Oh, on that note, thanks for calling, Mr. President.
You can use that one, Stacey.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, we should go dancing sometime, Jill. I have a feeling I could really pass all your doble.
Oh, boy. Rick Stacey.